So welcome, everybody. We are celebrating the birthday party of God, who is pretending he's not God, but still he has a birthday party. It's a good birthday party with very nice several day celebration, different ways. And he is present in many forms as the deities, as the holy names, as his pastimes, and as his devotees. I don't know, with Ananta Prabhu, we saw him three times today coming to do Abhishek also. Did you see? Gauranga Nityananda. Hare Krishna. Okay. So, I will sing a little bit, not long. After the sweet kirtan, we will have a little bitter singing to counteract the sweet taste. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhani, Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Jamuna Tira Vanachari, Jamuna Tira Jamuna Tira Vanachari, Jamuna Tira Vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Jaya Gaurani Tai 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 Gaurani Tai Gaurani Tai Jaya Gaurani Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha, Shyama Sundara Radha, Shyama Sundara Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Jaya Jaya Sitchitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sitchitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda
You should speak like this, you should hold the yeah, like this.
Uh-huh, good. Thank you. Who is rich and who is poor? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has an opinion about this. Two Sundays ago, I was speaking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we discussed how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having a walk in Navadvip, and how everybody was giving him garlands and clothes and fragrant aromatic oils and best conches and flower garlands. And what did they demand in payment from Nimai Pandit, from Gauranga? What did they demand in payment? Nothing. Yes. Nothing. Yes. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a description how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I will serve the Lord, and as my salary, I will ask loving service. So this is our salary that we are requesting, to give us more service. What is the result of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare? It's a scandalous secret. Yes, yeah. Some of you may get scared. It's more chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, but with more taste. With more taste. Of course, after Ojasvi Prabhu's kirtan, it doesn't sound so scary. It sounds quite attractive, probably. So that walk in Navadvip, when everybody is inspired to just give gifts to the Lord, is very beautiful. This is also the famous preaching line, when anybody is asking, what is this Hare Krishna that you are chanting, you say, this is a prayer, and this is a prayer for what? We are asking Krishna to give us service. Right? That's the main translation Srila Prabhupada gives. We ask Krishna, please engage me, oh all-attractive Krishna, oh source of all joy, Rama, or Radha Ramana, Krishna, oh energy of the Lord, Hare, or Radhe, please engage me in your service. Because if you are engaged in service, you are connected. So this is the highest blessing we can get. So Niranjana Swami was asked, what is your favorite lila of Gauranga? So some of you may know. Do you know what did he say? He said my favorite lila in Gauranga's pastimes is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila with Sridhar, who is usually called Kolavecha Sridhar, although Kolavecha is not actually it's not actually a name. Kolavecha basically means a seller of cups, leaf cups. That's just the shopkeeper Kolavecha Sridhar, something like this. So he said this is his favorite lila. So this is actually quite interesting that it is so attractive to. What is this lila? So this lila is described in several places. It's described, it's there in Chaitanya Bhagavat in good detail. It's there also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Gauranga used to come practically every day, and harass, basically, give hard time, tease Sridhar. So he would come and he would say, "Okay, I'll take some bananas from you. How much are these bananas?" And Kolavecha would say, "Okay, it's half a paisa for a dozen." Or whatever, and Gauranga would say, "What? So expensive?" And Sridhar would say, "No, you go ask around. You see you will not find cheaper." This is Gauranga would say, "No. This is so expensive. You are actually a capitalist. You're just collecting money." So then Sridhar would say, "Sir, just look at my dhoti. I think it's mentioned there is 12 places where it was not even sewn together, but just tied together. There was a knot to hide a hole." And Nimai Pandit would say, No. You are a secret rich man, I know. At your home, you keep some huge wealth secretly, but one day I will expose you." One day, Hare Krishna, I will expose you. So he would tease him in so many ways. He would come, and as soon as a pumpkin. Bucha would ripen on the hut of Kolavecha, of Sridhar, he would come and just pluck it and say, "I will take it." He liked pumpkin sabji and pumpkin sweets, pumpkin with milk. And sometimes he would take some bananas, he would take some cups, and he would blame Sridhar that you are overcharging. You're definitely overcharging. So I'm taking it just as it is. I'm not pay you today. And Sridhar
he was quite poor. He was quite poor, so he didn't know what to do. He would say, "Sir Prabhu, but you know, you have to pay. I'm selling this." He said, no, you are very wealthy. You are very wealthy. And you're overcharging anyway." Sometimes he would just snatch it. Sometimes he would bargain with Sridhar. Sometimes he would come and say, "Sridhar, why do you worship Krishna?" He said, "Well, Krishna is the Lord." And he said, "Look, you are worshiping Krishna, and what do you have from this? You have 12 holes in your one dhoti. You have a leaking roof over your head, and you have nothing. Whereas, look at your neighbors. They are worshiping Durga, and look, they have wealthy houses. They have 10 dhotis without holes in them. They are much richer." And Sridhar said, "Yes, that's maybe correct, but I still have what to wear, I have what to eat, I always spend 50%, he didn't say, but it was known that I have what to take to worship Mother Ganga. He would always spend 50% for worship of Mother Ganga. And time runs for everybody in the same way anyway. You know, doesn't matter how many dhotis you have. Time clicks away at the same, ticks away at the same rate for everybody. Yeah? So one day you're rich, one day you're poor. It's not so important. What's more important is your peace of mind and happiness. That's actually what's actually important." So Nimai said, no, you are a secret rich man. You have some secret wealth. You must be having some secret wealth. How can you be so peaceful?" And he would tease him in all these different ways. So, you may know when there was that Mahaprakash, big revelation, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually manifested that he is God. So he would talk to each of the devotees, and he would say, "Oh Mukunda, do you remember how you were running away from some Muslim soldiers, and you were desperate, and you were on the bank of the river, and there were no boats to cross the river? Do you remember all of a sudden some boat came and took you across? That was me. So I came with that boat." Or Shivas, and he would remind everybody from some about some story from their life, and then he would offer different blessings. So he would give many different blessings, and different devotees asked for different blessings. It's happening several times, and described here that he's offering different blessings. So somebody asked for taste for the holy name. Somebody asked for strong faith, connecting them with their guru. Somebody asked to bless with bhakti their friends or relatives. Yeah. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his form to different forms to different devotees. But then he said, "Where is Sridhar?" And they said, "Which Sridhar?" He says, "You know, this Kolavecha Sridhar." And he said, "I don't know who is Kolavecha Sridhar." So then, anybody of you went to, who has been to Kolavecha Sridhar's place? You have been? It's behind Jagannath Mandir. Yeah, you go behind and then a little bit into the forest and a little bit to the right, and in the middle of the forest and field, there is all of a sudden there is a little temple built by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. By the way, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur took sannyas on Gaur Purnima. That's also a day of Bhaktisiddhanta's sannyas. So that's where his house was. So it was not so far. So Gauranga said, "You go and bring him." They said, "How will we find him, especially at night?" You know, they said, "No problem. You just listen. When you hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, That's Sridhar. In the night. that part of the village, that's Sridhar. That's him. So you bring him. So they found him. By such hints, they brought him to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that he is the Lord. Before he was teasing Sridhar, he said, Sridhar, before that, he would ask, Sridhar, who do you think I am? And Sridhar said, Oh, Prabhu, you are a Brahmana, and you are you're the spirit soul particle of the Lord. And Nimai would laugh, and he said, Well, I don't think you're quite right. Actually, I'm a cowherd boy. I'm not a Brahmana. I'm a cowherd man. And actually, about this part and parcel of God, I also don't agree with you. Actually, I am God. You know, Ganga you are worshipping? Actually, it's so famous because of me. So Sridhar said, Oh, Krishna, Krishna. He said, You know, Nimai, usually people when they grow up, they become more serious. But you are growing up and are becoming more and more naughty. Are you not afraid to speak like this? He would not believe. He thought Nimai is either teasing or, you know, he's teasing him again. So here, actually, he was brought, and it was it was obvious. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was manifesting. He was manifesting his divine opulences. He was manifesting because he's the source of all the avatars. So Sridhar was brought, and so he was giving blessings to everybody. Who has been to Balaji, Tirupati Balaji? Okay. Of course you are ISKCON devotees, so as soon as they see an ISKCON devotee, usually you get there just approximately 2-3 seconds. There's a huge line. It's very rare to get there sooner than in 2 hours. Actually, I remember when we were there with our Kranjski Madan Gopal Hare Krishna. We got Hare Krishna. We got a bracelet where it was printed that you come after 3 days. So the date and the time was printed. So we came after 3 days, and there was a line. It was a fast line. You pay a little donation and you get through a faster line, and still it was like 2 or 3 hours to get. And then you come to the Balaji. So there, okay, they see you're ISKCON devotee, so they take you aside, and you get like 1 minute or sometimes 5 minutes, which normally costs a lot of money. It's a very special donation. Otherwise, there are guards, policemen, and they just, you know, pull you on. You know, just they don't let you more than 1 or 2 or 3 seconds of darshan, of Balaji. So just imagine that you are in front of the Lord and you have 3 seconds to ask for a blessing. What will you ask? What blessing will you ask? 1, 2, 3. Finished. Of course, you are ISKCON devotee, so maybe you'll get more than 3 seconds. You know, the party, like the official request, right? Pure bhakti. What it is, not all of us quite clearly and really understand. So, Gauranga said to Sridhar, ask a blessing from me. And Sridhar says, I have nothing to ask. I am satisfied. Which, in fact, is the position of a liberated person. It means he's already liberated. He's already beyond any desires. And it's not like he's in apathy or in depression and has no desires, you know, and just sleeps the whole day without any. No, he's happy by Krishna consciousness. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Sridhar, I will give you a lot of wealth. Sridhar says, no, I don't need any wealth. I'm not interested in wealth. So then he says, Sridhar, I will make you a king. He says, oh, no, not the king, okay, not the king. Anything but that. Then he says, okay, I will give you liberation. No. Okay, 8 mystic powers. So if you were offered 8 mystic powers, you would, I don't know, I would obviously, definitely would think that it could be quite useful for preaching, you know. Or, wealth, we could, build at least 7 temples in Ljubljana, right? Finish the continue with the renovation here, or finish or start, I don't know which space is it, officially. Yes? Hare Krishna. But not me. So, Sridhar, he said, Lord, I have no desires. So then, Nimai Pandit, Lord Gauranga said, please ask something, not for yourself, but for my pleasure. Make me happy by asking something. This is what Narisimha told Prahlad Maharaj also. Okay, you don't want anything. Okay, I understand. So ask something to make me happy. Okay, I want to give something. So then Sridhar thought for a few seconds and then he said, okay, if you want to give me something, then life after life come to me as that naughty brahmana and tease me like you teased this life. Same way. I want nothing else. Would you choose such a blessing? Would you like such a blessing? You have one pumpkin and he takes it and eats it. We sort of get mixed feelings, huh? You think? It's nice, yeah, but if I had like 3 pumpkins, okay, maybe. But I have one pumpkin and he takes it. Okay, he eats it, that's nice, but... Or you would like it. Anyway, this is the blessing he requested. And because this is the blessing he requested, Nimai Pandit said, okay, you have it. So, life after life, they have these humorous exchanges with, he is an eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Gauranga. He's selling bananas to Gauranga. Whatever Gauranga doesn't just, steal, just snatch away with his jokes. So you think well before you chant Hare Krishna next time, you know? What is the actual position that you desire? Okay, no worries. It doesn't do this by force, unless actually somebody is interested in having such humorous exchanges with him. Because some people are afraid. They think, oh my God, I will be worshipping him and he'll just steal my bananas and my one pumpkin, As soon as it grows, he'll take even away my one pumpkin. No, only if you agree to that. He is the Lord, and this is a very special taste he's bringing, some unofficial exchange. So in that same chapter, we also have the story, the famous story with the astrologer. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to one famous astrologer. Usually, astrologers, brahmanas who would know astrology, at least if nothing else, to select a good time for auspicious things, to start things, to do some yagya, to do special rituals for children and so forth. And also, that's the minimum. But also they could often do the predictive astrology. So he came to this astrologer and he said, "I heard you're a good astrologer. Should I ask you if there is anybody doing astrology here, or should I not embarrass anybody present?" So it's a serious science, actually. It's very complicated, and you can find different points from that. It's obvious. It's certainly, it would be wonderful if you had learned devotee astrologers, because astrology for devotees is very different from astrology for karmis. Same combination has a completely different meaning. You see, Krishnaskar Raj Goswami is an astrologer. He gives a very complete chart of Gauranga in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was customary. At the same time, there is an etiquette that has to be learned, what and how things can be said. And if an astrologer gives a wrong reading to a person, it's the same sin as killing a brahmana. So it's the same. Can have a very negative effect. So Gauranga came to that astrologer. And he said, "I heard you're a good astrologer. So, usually people come to astrologers when they are sick, when they have no work, and when they have no money. And that's the three main, right? Three main situations. It's not difficult to guess, but in this case, obviously, Nimai Pandit had no problems like that. So what's another thing? If you have everything that you may need, what would be the question you would ask? You have no fear about the future, and then you ask what I was in my past life. So this is what Nimai Pandit asks this astrologer. "You are a good astrologer. Can you please tell me what I was in my past life?" And now something interesting happened. So this pious astrologer, he agreed. But this actually cannot be done just by calculation. You cannot see this by calculation. You can, I remember in Jagannath Puri, I went to an astrologer and I asked this question. I asked several questions, about whatever, like almost 20 years ago. And and then I said, "Oh, can you tell me what I was in my past life?" I wanted to check because different astrologers told me the same thing. So, he said, past life, He said, "Come back tomorrow." He said, "I need to meditate." And you have to go in meditation, and then he said, "If it works, I will tell you, but maybe I will not be able to see." He said, "If I can find, I will tell you, but if not, then not. So come tomorrow, same time, evening. In the morning, I will do my meditation, and then I will tell you." This is what happens here in this description. Also, so how is it done? It's done by meditation. That means this person must be very pure and have very, very strong powers. So this person was meditating on Gopal mantra to get his spiritual strength. So he started meditating on Gopal mantra. He started meditating and he started praying, "Oh Gopal, can you please reveal me who this person was in his last life?" And what does he see? He sees Gopal. He thinks, "Wow, I see the deity of my mantra. That's probably just the deity of my mantra. It's not who he was in past life. It's the deity of my mantra, right? Gopal." So he says, "Gopal, can you please tell me? Thank you for coming. Can you please tell me?" Can you please tell me who this person was in his past life? Okay, so then he sees the fish incarnation, Matsya avatar. Then he sees the Kurma avatar. Then he sees Nrisimha avatar, the man-lion saving Prahlad. Then he sees Ramachandra. And then he sees again Gopal. So he's bewildered. You know, he thinks this is strange. So in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that he was confused. So he said, maybe you can come tomorrow. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have continuation. He tells, maybe that's the next day, or I don't know, at least that's what Krishnaskaraj Goswami says, that this astrologer says, Prabhu, based on what I can understand, in your past life, you were the absolute truth. That's exactly how Nimai Pandit also reacted. And he said, I think you're not quite precise in your science. He said, I know for sure that in my past life, I was a cowherd boy. And because I was protecting the cows and serving the brahmanas, this life I'm a brahmana. So can you say that's wrong? Or can you say it's not correct? There are many aspects to Gauranga's pastimes, but there is only one way to come in touch with them, and this is bhakti. And bhakti, there is bhakti which is impure, and there is bhakti. There are two kinds of impure bhakti. One impure bhakti is when you're when we don't have enough trust in bhakti as the method for perfection. We think, yeah, that's certainly nice, but first I have to get my health together, get my family life together, social life together, professional life together, whatever, this, that. Then, or at least get spiritual realization. And then I will chant like Kojasri Prabhu. And and sing. Then, of course. But before, no, sorry, I need to, maybe a little bit, but. And another type is when the goal is different from pleasing Krishna. So, the prescribed method is pure bhakti when we have the goal of asking nothing else but pleasing Krishna and Gauranga, when we actually want to make him happy. And the method also we trust that bhakti is the best method for everything. And we do everything, even our professional, family, social, whatever other activities we perform, also do for his pleasure. As Prabhupada says, be an engineer for Krishna. He says that, right? That's the... Or as Nrisimhadev tells Prahlad Maharaj, be the king, rule the kingdom for my pleasure. Not all of you may have this particular service of ruling a kingdom, but whatever. Even that service can be done for Krishna. Hare Krishna. So this is an important, very important thing to decide. Why we perform our service? And do we trust in the power of this service? And just surrender. put our trust in... Gauranga put our trust in the process of bhakti, which in this age is super sweet and easy. It is chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram.
Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Gora Hari, Nitai Goranga, Gora Hari, Gora Hari, Gora Hari, Gora Hari. Jai Satchinandana Gora Hari, Jai Satchinandana Gora Hari. Goranga!
Hare Krishna. So, decide for whom your pumpkin is growing.
Thank you very much. Okay.